What we have now is an ex-Navy SEAL who is preaching that he wants to bring youth to the Senate, that he's outside the circle. But of course, in the end, in blue state Massachusetts, the real question is how sophisticated voters are going to be. Because if he wins, he organizes with the Republicans. And that, frankly, gives Mitch McConnell one more vote. So in blue state Massachusetts, the question is, do they care? They didn't seem to care with Scott Brown. And let me tell you, 4 points is just too close for Markey. It's going to be a very, very close race because usually the challenger who is not known starts out way back and behind the pack and then begins to catch up. Now, the way that we're going to see the Republican Gomez playing it is going to be that he takes the position that he's really sort of a Republicrat, a Democrat. And he agrees on all of those middle issues that Democrats care about so much. I think you'll see him running towards the middle as fast as he can. You know what happens with these people is that when they're running in a primary, then they have to be with their party. And they have to be out conservative, for example, other people. But if they are running in a general election, everybody runs towards the middle. That means Markey gets a little bit more conservative, I suspect, and it means that the Republican gets a lot more liberal. When he gets to the Senate, however, he organizes with the McConnells and the other guys, and you know what their positions on these issues can be. And don't kid yourself, the Republicans have a very good chance of taking the Senate because the Democrats are defending a lot of seats. Now, it goes a little bit further than that, of course, and that is this, following the presidential election, becomes the year of the Hispanic. And if the Republican is Hispanic, he'll draw certain numbers of votes simply because of the ethnic designation. And I suspect that we're going to see that happening, playing that strong in Massachusetts, which has more than a few Hispanics living here. Whether or not it's going to help any more than Clarence Thomas, for example, saying that he represents all black people, it doesn't always work that way. But that's going to be something that you have to look at. What we have here is a very close election. Everybody's going to be playing the odds. I guarantee you the Democrats are going to bring everybody in that they can possibly find in the United States. I would suspect that Barack Obama and Joe Biden will certainly be in the state at least once in order to defend that seat. You have the same sort of situation that you've had in the past in Massachusetts. And don't forget, Republicans have won consistently for governor. We had Scott Brown for senator. And now this is a race to watch. The closer the race, the more people turn out. If they perceive there's going to be a preordained winner, they say, ah, what's it worth? But when it becomes close, as this one is going to be, it will raise the number of people turning out. Nevertheless, it is an off-year election. It is an election when people do not traditionally turn out. And as a result, you had some people winning because it was an Obama year. In other words, you get 50% of the people voting, a whole bunch of people come out who ordinarily would not come out in an election. And unfortunately for the Democrats, too often, they're the Democratic people who don't turn out as opposed to the Republicans.